The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in
right here in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
You know, this is not my first National Football League rodeo, as you all know.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The hat is rakish, and I'm rakish in it. If you don't like it, have a more interesting life.
Rich Eisen. Earlier on the show, columnist Pete Thamel. Coming up, two-time Super Bowl champion safety Malcolm Jenkins. 49ers tight end George Kittle.
You know, at the end of the day, they got to wake up tomorrow, have the same life that they had, same personal problems that they had.
And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Malcolm Jenkins, recent retiree from the National Football League, is making his way to the studio. He'll be joining us in about 20 minutes' time right here in person. George Kittle will be joining us in hour number three to talk about the plane conversation we had yesterday, because he was saying that somebody was putting multiple carry-ons in the bin above him in the exit row of his plane, and I said something along the lines of more power to that guy, and I had no idea what a horrible take that was. Did you know that somebody sent me this? There is a blog site, I guess, called 1 Mile at a Time.
Okay.
There was somebody wrote an article, Ben Schlappig, entitled Rich Eisen's Horrible Take on Airplane Etiquette.
Oh.
Call me a jerk. Selfish and a jerk.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's your second big
awful approach.
Your second big headline of the day.
What do you mean?
Inside joke.
Oh. my own personal situation with the NFL Network, even though there is no personal situation with the NFL Network?
Indeed.
Okay. Great. Rich Eisen's horrible take on airplane etiquette.
Wow.
Yesterday,
I see that. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yesterday we got a tweet, Rich, and someone said, after this plane etiquette conversation, I am no longer questioning Rich's low Uber rating.
Really?
I sent that to the... Yeah, I mean, look, you touch the nerve with people. You're just like, I get there first and, you know, all this stuff. And himself.
I'm carrying on and I've got my... And I've got my...
Look, I didn't write the tweet, Rich. I'm just...
And I've got my knapsack with me, too.
There it is.
There it is. Wow. I'm good to everybody. Normally. All right. I'll take the hits. I get on the plane first. By the way, I did not know...
1A always gets on first. I try to tell you
that. By the way, I also did not know that there's a phrase for the mosh pit of people gathering right outside the gate.
Yeah, is that a thing? I'm reading this article
now. I didn't know this either. Wait a minute. I saw this. I read it too.
Was this a tweet?
No, it's a whole article. It's called gate lice.
What?
Gate lice.
What does that mean?
I guess that, you know, vermin around, you know, in the scalp of the of the area of the gate. I had never heard of such a thing.
It's more annoying when the people who are in, like, zone four are the ones crowding when no one's boarded yet. Like, just get out of the way and wait. You know you're getting on last.
And then I feel awkward cutting through people like that, but it's like, I'm in zone one.
I'm more than happy to follow the rules if I know everyone else is going to do that. This rider basically said, does he not pick up after his dog because some other people don't? Does he not tip servers?
I mean, my man
does he
got
not
a point.
Tip servers?
Of course I do.
I'm
one of the most generous tippers
at?
Around. By the way, my Uber rating for tippers would be 5 stars. We all know my rating's not that great because I'm in the Uber with somebody who's like, poof, open the window. Oof.
I still can't believe you're launching Susie under the bus. On the
I didn't mention her by name. Why are you mentioning her? Oh, yeah, okay, I almost did that.
What are those trees?
By the way, she's going to sit in your chair when you're out next week.
Hey, now.
So we can hit on that subject later on.
I get Susie?
Are you here? Are you going to be here? Are you going to be here?
What day?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Nope. Damn. I would have lost Brogger for the day. And at Susie, maybe I'll switch
it. There are three things you can count on.
LAFC.
Death, taxes, and me showing up for work. I mean,
you have a boring
well
life.
Done. Well yeah, done.
Exactly. I can't DJ. Say. My life is
spectacular. Hoskins will be here. I'll be here.
I'm the only one who can say that.
So I've pissed off some Flyers. I've pissed off some Flyers,
Gate
I guess.
Lice.
No, I like getting first on, and then I'll put my carry-on above. Most of the time I put the knapsack under the seat. This guy's saying that most you can put your knapsack under the seat in front of you in an exit row. I just flew in an exit row the other day. They told me you can't do that.
No, usually there's something there.
That's what I was told by the flight attendant the other day.
No,
that I had to put it above.
You have to put it up.
All right, I don't want any more blogs coming after you, Rich. I do have a question, though. Kyler Murray gets this much money, right, for that horacious playoff performance last year.
What's the word you just used?
Horacious? Did I just make that up?
You did. Absolutely. That sounds like what you would call a CSI Miami moment. You know, that's a very horacious moment. You mean hellacious performance.
It was terrible, horrendous.
It's either horrendous
I think I combined,
or hellacious.
I combined hellacious and horrendous.
What's worse than hellacious or horrendous?
Horacious.
Horacious.
How much is Joe Burrow going to get? Justin Herbert.
More than everyone else, because that's the way it works. You get so upset with me
Joe Burrow has earned it.
The answer is yes. You don't like the idea, does he deserve it? When
he hasn't done anything to deserve
but
it.
But you say deserve.
Just because he's next up? That's preposterous.
Well, Kyler Murray, has he shown the ability to win games in a manner that other quarterbacks don't?
In September and October.
Has he shown the ability to win quarterbacks in a way that
when
other quarterbacks don't?
When the games don't really matter.
These are yes or no questions. Has he shown that ability?
No.
Come on.
When has he done it? I love Kyler Murray. Dynamic player.
Right.
December, January?
He has not done it yet.
Absolutely not.
So you're Steve Keim. Congratulations. You're Michael Bidwell.
Fantastic.
You know what?
Love it.
It's too bad you don't own the Washington Nationals because you could have flown Juan Soto and you're playing all the way to the home run derby.
I would have done it.
Okay. So congratulations. You're Michael Bidwell. You're Steve Keim. Either one of those two.
I'll take it.
You tell Kyler Murray we're done. Because you have yet to win in December and January.
I'm not going to tell him that he's done. I'm not going to give him the second highest average in the league.
But it's time to do it. The agent put this out here.
Well, great.
You know you need to keep your guy
happy.
We
can pay him $35 million.
Why
does he need more than Deshaun Watson?
Because
Deshaun Watson doesn't deserve that either. But like, come on.
That's the way because to use the Godfather Part 2 phrase, we got to get this as a drop from now on. It's the business you've chosen. This is a business you've chosen.
But you're in charge. You have all the leverage. You're management. You can decide what to pay this guy.
You don't have all the leverage. This guy.
He's not going to sit out.
Thank God I still have this piece of paper.
He's not going to sit out. Okay.
Well, I mean, we could have always just reprinted it for you if you had thrown it out.
This is an issue. Your employee number one has made a stance known. He has told you what he wants. You do have to keep employee number one happy in a way.
You sign the checks.
Dude, this is the business you've chosen.
Lamar Jackson, who I haven't been that high on in the past, but he's won playoff games and has an MVP. That guy has earned it. What has Kyler Murray done?
Win football games. Show you he can win football games with his arms, with his legs. Shown you in the locker room that guys follow him. Shown you a lot that shows you can win a Super Bowl with this guy. That is fact.
Man.
Dude, the alternative.
Rich, he's 22-23-1.
What was Drew Brees' record in San Diego?
Did Drew Brees get the biggest contract in the history?
He would have.
But he
and then he eventually
didn't.
did.
after he won a Super Bowl.
But he wasn't. He was a second round choice. He wasn't first overall. And this also wasn't 2022. This is the way it works. And if you are in the NFL and you're an owner in the NFL and you are making the amount of money you are making off of the television contracts in the NFL, and the players know it and your agent knows it, and it's your time to be paid, you did cut the line. You did cut the line, and that might be a way for you not to guarantee every dollar like the Browns did in a moment of just
a complete momentary
lapse of reason to go do that. You have to do this if you're Arizona. And you can do it. You can afford to do it, and you did it. And now Murray is happy. The rest of the locker room knows their quarterback is happy. You are going into the world of now Murray having to do it. This is it.
This is the business we've chosen.
Thank you, Hyman Roth. Cut that, man. And drop it and save it.
I gotta save.
That's it. This is the business you've chosen.
Can we use these negotiations or these tactics when we renegotiate?
No, because it's a different world.
Oh, okay.
I trust me. I would love to rip straight from the headlines that you see. I mean, everybody wants to be paid one of the highest in their profession because they feel they earn it.
I just didn't know if those rules applied everywhere. Like,
not every wide receiver can tell their team, instead of franchising me, get me out of here. But Davante Adams got his exit visa. Not everyone could do that. Not everybody in the NBA can say, I want out of here and get out of there. As Durant is still waiting for.
He's not going anywhere.
So that's all I'm saying, is that the Cardinals have to do it. You make your bet with somebody that you feel can win you the Super Bowl and live up to the contract that the market tells you you have to give. And if you don't like it, don't own an NFL team in 2022, because that's the business we've chosen. So Kyler Murray told Michael Bidwell he was going to go take a nap. He knew the $200 million made it to the island.
Yes.
And he's going to go take a nap. And when I wake up, the $230.5 million is going to either be on the table. If it is, I'll know I have a partner. If it's not, I know I don't.
Fredo brought it. Fredo brought the bag.
Now, speaking of the business we've chosen, well, I just blame my Uber rating on my wife, and she heard it, and she's calling in. What's up, Suze? You there? Are you there, Suze? You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to say this, and with Xander and I are late to camp.
Uh-oh.
That's a shocker. And
hey, Xan.
And
what's up, bud?
Xander just said, why is he talking to the radio audience the way he talks to me when I'm in trouble with my iPad?
Oh, no! Because were they not listening? Were they not listening? Were they not listening?
Let me tell you what it sounds like.
Oh, boy.
And I'll put it in the parlance of my Uber rating. Why are you throwing me under the bus repeatedly about my Uber rating? Now, it's not my fault that someone gets into an Uber and smells like cigarette smoke. I'm spending a lot of money on an Uber. And that you get into one and it stinks isn't my fault. Guys, isn't that kind of what he sounds like? What do you think, guys? Is that a good Rich Eisen impression? First of all, if I'm getting into an Uber, it's your job not to stink. All right? So I'm sorry if I roll my eyes or say, oh, or I open the window and gasp for breath.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is getting aggressive.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Xan, is your mom really pissed or is this an act?
No, it's an act.
Hey! Well done. Thank you.
The other thing is this, guys. When you fly with Rich, I am a person who doesn't need to be the first person on the plane.
Oh, boy.
I don't have that anxiety.
God has that anxiety.
The anxiety that he has of getting on and putting his bag above is exhausting.
No, and then he also, like, the entire time coming home from camp, he was watching golf, and he was like, oh, it's a hole in one.
Well, that too. But anyway,
yes, I was watching.
Very funny. Okay. That you guys are spending so much time talking about the airlines because, God forbid, you order a tomato juice or a blueberry around him.
All right. Kick in. All right. All right.
Hey, should I hang up on the call?
See you next Friday.
See you next Friday. Sir. All right. Have a good day at camp, Zan.
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you.
Yeah, goodbye. Right, goodbye. Yeah. By the way, I don't like the smell of tomato juice at all.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on planes, people get Bloody Marys.
All the time. Next to me. Always. Always.
Well, if it's early in the morning, it's, you know.
Well, maybe it's because I'm such a jerk, according to this guy who wrote about me. But I mean, obviously, my family thinks the same way. What the hell's happened? My whole world has just been turned upside down. Peter in Texas. Let's put him on the phone. What's up, Peter?
Hello. Hi, guys. Hi, Rich.
What's going on, Peter?
Mike, TJ.
What up, kids?
What's happening, Pete?
Happy Thursday, guys.
Same to you.
What's up?
So, Rich, I just want you to know that I fully support your opinion of this. Get on the airplane first, you know, put your bet, even if your family doesn't. I fully support you.
Thank you, Peter.
You know, because, like, I travel sometimes a lot, and sometimes I got my laptop in my backpack. I can't just put that under my seat, you know, and step on that all flight. So I got to put my bag up top, you know. And just getting on the plane first, you just want to sit down, settle in, get relaxed. So I fully support you in all this.
Thank you, sir.
Also, tomato juice is trash. I don't know why
that is. It is gross.
Wow, Peter in Texas. We could fly together like Thelma and Louise.
That'd be great. Even if your family doesn't support you, I support you, Rich.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much. Let's get his information so I can adopt him.
Peter.
Here you go.
Bloody Mary breath is disgusting. I'm with everybody on that one.
I don't like it. Unlike Bloody others in my business, in my profession, who do this for a living, I do take criticism, you know, and I do become introspective about it. You know, again, I don't take two carry-on, like, rollies on and put them both up.
Well, that's insane.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't do that. I just want to make sure everyone understands
technically,
that.
Technically, you're not supposed to do that.
Like, for instance,
backpack and a roller.
As you know, whenever you travel with me, and if we're taking a ride together into the town from the airport from which we arrive, and I don't check a bag and you do, we got to part ways. That's when I got to turn my back on you to use the Goodfellas.
Rich.
Okay,
Rich,
there's
something wrong with this, man.
I know that.
You're the shovel. You're down about 5-6 feet.
Am I a jerk? Am I a travel jerk?
Am I a travel jerk?
I appreciate that you're coming to this realization on the air. Yeah. You know, you've been talking it out. It's been years. We've been doing the airline travel thing.
I mean, like, give me the eight ball that would say all signs. I'm going to stop doing that. All signs point to yes, I think.
Do we have the eight ball somewhere?
Right here.
Is Rich a travel jerk?
Am I a travel jerk?
I like this hashtag travel jerk.
Am I a travel jerk? The magic eight ball says pretty hazy. Try again.
Well, then try again.
Try again immediately.
Reply hazy. Try again. As you know, I try
signs
again right away.
Yes. Here we go.
Here's the answer. Am I a travel jerk? Should I say it that way? Am I really a travel jerk?
Are you going higher register?
I just did. Better not tell you now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's afraid.
They're trying to brace
the eight ball knows we have a few hours left.
Trying to brace
the magic eight ball is easing you into it.
Easing you into the
realization. Since the show's not over yet.
Since it's my realization?
Yeah.
It knows.
Tense moment. Big moment for you.
I like getting on first.
I understand.
I like getting on first so I can get the overhead bin space that I feel I have deserved.
I agree with you.
Because I don't trust others to do it.
I agree with you. But it's and only so, for one
and
bag.
So, and so for what? Yeah, I put the one bag. And if there is room, I'll put my second one up there.
Why not just put it in front of you on your feet?
If I don't have to, I won't. But it's not like if somebody's just like trying to jam it in there and I've got two bags up there, I would remove my second one. I mean, I would. No, I'm serious. Like,
are you trying to convince us? Or you're
No. I'm just saying. I will put it underneath. I'll put it underneath. I did that on the 6-hour flight home from Boston the other day. That Xander said I was screaming about holes in one. God bless him. Yeah, it was an almost albatross. I showed him. That's when I showed him on the Peacock feed
of the
Open Championship. But and then. I just want to get on the plane first. I want to get situated. I don't want you to have a tomato juice next to me, a V8. God, it stinks.
It stinks. I'm with you, Rich.
All right.
I am 100% I don't
look
on
at,
that.
I don't, you know, I don't understand. I don't look at vegetables and say to myself, can I get that in a juice form, please?
With no, vodka. No, juicing's good, but it's not. Not
with I'm vodka saying. And olive. And
oh, my it's goodness actually gracious. Really, yeah, sometimes it's 10:30 really in the morning. Good. Like, what's happening?
That's a great early morning drink. But
yeah, it's just, an early morning drink.
You're not down with the V8.
And then when I get there, if I've taken the time of just carrying on and getting on and stowing it and then carrying on, and then I now need to wait a half an hour for your bag, that's a tough sell.
But if we're traveling together. You know, what's the rush? Yeah,
but I was a travel jerk when I told the entire crew.
You were very aggressive about it.
For the Emmys. Like, when we're all traveling together.
But they're
we're there for 2 days.
Exactly. Nobody really had an excuse to check a bag. Yeah, you're only going to be there for about 36 hours.
But here's what happened to me. And this does kind of give credence to what you're saying, Rich. On the flight home.
Yes.
I went to the airport with Liz, so you know we got there before everybody else because Liz was in charge of the car. So you know we were there 3 hours before we were leaving. But because of that fact, I got there so early, stopped, had a few bites, waited on the other guys. Mm-hmm. They're boarding the plane, and mm-hmm. I waited. By the time I got on, and I did have a carry-on, they were like, all overhead bins are filled. Jeez, you now have to check your bag.
I'm telling you.
To which I went, no, so I took it in anyway. Like, oh, I didn't hear that, and I tried to get it in. They ended up checking the bag anyway. Now,
Don't tell that to the 1 mile at a time blog.
So what
you
I'm
might
saying,
be labeled a jerk.
What I'm saying
for
is,
everyone
like,
to Google your name.
If you Google
Rich Eisen jerk, you'll get this this link.
What I'm saying is I packed for a carry-on and then they took my bag. So what happens in that case? You guys still ditching me at the airport? I mean, I did what I was supposed to do.
No, I know that.
You know? I'm just saying.
Did we have to? We did wait for you.
No, that was on the way home, so it wasn't a big deal.
I took a carry-on.
I already left you guys
days.
Long gone then.
For 10 days.
You flew private home, so it's
no,
different.
I did not. Stop saying that. That's absurd.
No.
Ridiculous.
For 10 days, I took a carry-on. You can do it.
Well, Mike, you only wear three things.
That's true. That's true.
Let's take a break. Malcolm Jenkins
three
is here.
Pairs of shoes, Mike.
Malcolm Jenkins is here. And speaking of wearing stuff, he wore his own gear. Is that from last night? Is that from the ESPYs last night?
Did he bring samples?
Oh, woo. Baby. Here we go. Malcolm Jenkins is here. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique 1/4 moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry. Clean feel all day. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, here in studio, our terrestrial audience will rejoin us in a matter of moments, and that's when we'll also reintroduce our guest once again. After how many years did you play in the National Football League now? 13-year career, freshly done. Joining us here in studio, one of the best to do it, Malcolm Jenkins. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you as well.
Were you here for the ESPYs? Is that what you're here for?
Yeah, yeah. In town, well, yeah, ESPYs, see some friends.
Okay.
Get some good weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many ESPYs have you been to?
Three or four? Yeah.
Okay. You know, I kind of asked that. It's my ESPY invitation has been lost in the mail 19 straight years.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 19 straight years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you could go back to the Eagles right now and say hello to people, right? You could do that, right?
For sure.
Okay. You go back to the Saints and say hello to people.
I can walk, yeah.
You can walk in there. Obviously, I know you can walk into Columbus, Ohio, and the seas part for you.
Yeah.
You know, I've got friends with ESPN, but 19 straight years.
There, that's it. That says a lot. That's a big statement. You sure? Are you sure they got the updated address?
Oh, I get some.
Have you asked?
I mean, Chris Berman. I get holiday cards from him.
Ah,
19 straight years. And I found a video that I put on my Instagram last night. Somebody sent me of Stuart Scott and I doing the post ESPY show in 1999. I have a history too.
Yeah,
you know,
if I ever have like an event that's sort of like the ESPYs, you will always.
Oh, is that right? The Jenkies? Is that what it's called?
Whatever it is, I'm working on the concept now. But you will be invited.
Oh, fantastic! So, what was it like last night? Was
that
like?
You know what?
Did you have fun?
I think because you know what happens when you put a bunch of athletes together, everybody competes and kind of want to look cool and things like that. But this was, you know, Steph Curry obviously hosted it. It was really funny. And I thought, you know, for me, I laughed probably more than I have in a long time at the ESPYs. And that might have something to do with being retired and a little bit more relaxed.
Okay.
Now.
Yes.
But it was a lot of powerful moments too, like a lot of tear jerkers.
That's the way it always is, right?
In sports, man. It's
that is sports.
Yeah.
It's about life.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think more than ever, we're starting to see just how much sports really impacts like all of these different areas of the world in our, you know, lives. It's not just what happens on the court or on the field. And I think, you know, what is starting to happen is players and athletes are starting to really own those stories, and they're showing up. So it was awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and you were, if I'm not mistaken, you designed your own suit last night?
I always do.
Damari, right?
Yeah,
your clothing company?
That's wow. Honestly, that's the only reason I go to the ESPYs. Is because
look at that.
I enjoy designing my clothes and going to a red carpet. Football players, we don't get all the celebrate. Celebrated like that.
Okay, so you know, put that photograph up one more time if you don't mind. There's back here on the Rich Eisen Show on Peacock, and our terrestrial audience is back here once again. Malcolm Jenkins is here in studio after 13 National Football League playing careers and rings in two spots, beating Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Super Bowls. I do love that stat. Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show, Malcolm Jenkins is here. And so walk me through the you designed your suit last night.
So,
is that a suit? Like, is that a jumpsuit?
It's actually an extended vest. So what I tell my team at Damari is like, okay, hey, I feel relaxed. Like, yes. I want something flowy that can move. And so we came up with that. And then they came up with the print. I was like, oh, y'all, that's a lot of print. That's a lot of print.
That is.
But a lot of the silhouettes come from just my travel. A lot of it comes from, like, you know, some of the silhouettes that I've seen in my travels to Ghana. It's something that's flowy. It's a little bit different than I usually am. I'm usually in something that's more constructed with a suit. So I wanted to change it up a little bit.
Because it looks like you've got, there's Kay Frage.
Oh, yeah.
You're dropping knowledge with K-Phrase right there on the red carpet, because it looks like it's a coat on top of a vest with like a tie pant. Is that what it is?
It's a drawstring pant.
Drawstring pant.
It's you know, it's got like a wide leg. It flows. It's a shirt, and then the jacket is actually sleeveless, so it's just an extended vest, which I took off immediately off the red carpet.
An extended vest, but those sleeves.
That's the shirt.
That's the shirt.
Yeah, everything is the same pattern, or the same print.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a lot of print.
Okay. And is part of the pants gold on purpose? Is that what that is? Is that a reference to our rivalry in a way right there?
Or no? Is that how you're about to segue? Is that the segue?
It's not the segue. It's not the segue.
But
I have to say the segue because I might get sued for copyright infringement. Did you see that?
I mean,
did you see that Ohio State
trademarked
the word "the"?
That was a while ago.
And
it's in the name. It's in the name.
What's it? So it's in the name of the University of Michigan too.
It's not.
What are you talking about?
It's not the University of Michigan. It's not in your official name. It's literally part of the name. It is not Ohio State. It's literally the Ohio State University.
Can you look that up, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can fact check.
We can fact check.
You just pulled up the document.
I pulled up. I mean, just because there's a document doesn't mean
just
it's
the
like
legal, the legal document doesn't matter.
The legal document doesn't matter. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you go to osu.edu, it does say the Ohio State University.
Okay, right. And what is it when you go to umich.edu? What does it say? What does it say? What does
Let's
it say?
See. It just says University of Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Can we put a, like, I get a scoreboard overlay, 1-0?
Well, I mean, if you want to include the latest scores, it's now tied.
Hey, that's...
I guess.
I'm happy with being tied. You blew your shot.
I did not.
This is the one year.
This is the one year. Michigan wins and you say, that's it, I'm done with football. I saw that.
You
took it hard, man.
I did. I didn't watch much Ohio State football.
You took it hard. That's it. I'm finished with football after Michigan beats Ohio State.
It's an upsetting game.
Malcolm Jenkins here on the Rich Eisen Show. So moments ago, you said, you know, the ESPYs, you're a little more relaxed even in a setting like that because of retirement. Do you feel more relaxed now that you're done?
I do. My body did a weird thing about 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
You know, I'm trying to do this thing where I spend more time just doing the things I enjoy. So chilling, reading, writing, things like that.
Right.
But out of nowhere, I'm like, I'm like, I got to get focused. Like, I was had this urge to get in the gym and start working out. And so, and then I happened to talk to like Brandon Brooks and one of these guys, and they were like, yeah, how you feeling now? You know, you're not going to training camp. Mm-hmm. And I said, is that what's happening? My body is ready for camp. It's like, hey, what are you doing? We're supposed to be getting ready. And so, you know, there's a lot of those kind of transitions of just getting used to not having like that looming season and training camp coming. That part is definitely has been, you know, more chill.
What do you think it's going to feel like on week one? I guess that is September 11th, mm-hmm. 2022, New Orleans at Atlanta, when that blood sport rivalry goes down.
Do they got Atlanta or Tampa?
New Orleans at Tampa is week. New Orleans versus Tampa is week two.
Week two, okay. Oh, so they starting. Oh, they
at Atlanta. Division, they're just jumping right in.
It's gonna be big. I think.
What about how do you think you're gonna be?
How I'm gonna feel?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna like miss the game like that. I do find myself watching old games though.
What do you mean?
So I didn't watch a lot of football growing up. I like to play in the streets. So mm-hmm. I never really had a ton of like NFL role models. And so now I'm going back and looking at like all of these old games. What made Ed Reed great? What made Ray Lewis great? And I really love the game. And so as a fan of the game, I've never had that opportunity to actually like, you know, have that vantage point. So I'm looking forward to actually just being able to sit and evaluate a game from the seat of a fan because I love like the game.
What do you have any interest in the paparazzi media podcast, anything like that? I know you have so many endeavors of your own.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me, I'm always hesitant to, I want to make sure that whatever I do is organic to me.
Of course.
And so podcasts, you know, I feel like everybody is starting to do something where they own their own voice. And I'm conceptualizing some things, but I want it to be something that I feel passionate about, you know, talking about consistently, which oftentimes is a little bigger than sports. It's a little bigger than social commentary. But yeah, I think you'll see some of that stuff coming out soon.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you'd be terrific at it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have so much to say. You have so many experiences. You have rings. You've got moments where you left from one team to another. Mm-hmm. You've got 13 years. You have an idea about what retirement is. I mean, you've experienced quite a bit in the NFL world. And I'm sure you've seen the I Am Athlete podcast, The Pivot.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, those are shows that I think you would either fit into or have your own version of it.
Yeah.
Is that something that, you know, you'd be
I think so. But it's also, we don't need everybody doing the same thing, right? I think mm-hmm. The Pivot and I Am Athlete, I think, are like gold standards.
Mm-hmm.
All the smoke, like where athletes can come and be completely themselves.
Correct.
We get to peek into that locker room. But we don't need every every athlete just doing, you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some things to do horizontally where we spread out some of kind of those topics of what we talk about. And I think that's where really I'm trying to go. But yes, that same feel where you want people, guests, to be able to come in and put their hair down, reveal things that they haven't done before because they trust kind of who they're sitting and talking with.
Malcolm Jenkins here in the Rich Eisen Show. How about the business of football, like with the union or anything mm-hmm. like that? Are you still want to be involved in that sort
no,
of
No, I've done
thing?
I've done my time.
You've done.
But
you're out.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
But it is one of those things that I'm always, you know, available. I make myself available to pass down those lessons because, you know, I have – from the business standpoint, you know, I've learned a lot in those 13 years coming in as a rookie, like you said, having to change teams, having a role from just a at-large member of the union all the way to the executive committee, having to negotiate, you know, things with the league just as a group of players for things outside of football. Like I've had those experiences. And so, yeah, and now there's a new kind of group of leadership. And so I find myself more so in an advisory role just to pass down those lessons as they, you know, take the game further than we did.
Malcolm Jenkins here on the Rich Eisen Show. If you don't mind, I will ask you a paparazzi type question.
Okay.
What do you think about Jameis's ability to come in and win ball games? I mean, now Dennis Allen's there, no Sean Payton, you know, Michael Thomas is coming back. I don't know what is happening with Alvin Kamara. So what do you make of the Saints 2022 outlook?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is going to be predicated on what Jameis can do. But because I think last year we were really excited about the team that we had. Like, our defense is the best defense I've been a part of. We had everything in place. Even with losing Drew Brees, we knew that we had some pieces. And Jameis came out playing well. And I think he spending that time behind Drew and Sean is really understanding how to manage a game. Still, he's going to be the bombs over back. He just loves to,
of course,
you know, stretch the field.
He has the arm for it.
He has the arm for it. But it's about, okay, being smart about his decision making. And we saw it before he got injured. And so hopefully now it's, you know, what does he look like when he comes back? Is he going to be that same quarterback? Is he trending in that direction? I believe so. I think he's a phenomenal leader. And I never would have said that until I got in the locker room with him. But he's somebody that I think the team gravitates around. And they already have strong leaders in place. DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, now I'm putting Tyrann Mathieu, Landry in. You know,
right.
They've got a ton of support, veteran support, to where all of those parts won't be on Jameis. And so he can focus on his play. And I think in a situation like that, he'll have success.
And as if you needed more Buckeyes on the team. I mean, they go get Olave.
Yeah.
He's really, really good.
Yes. They got a lot of weapons that, you know, and they love to draft Buckeyes.
I know that. You
know, yeah.
I know that. Did you get a sense that Sean Payton was thinking of tapping out?
No.
Last year?
No. Any good coach is not going to, you know, you're not going to show signs that your coach is thinking about quitting. That probably wouldn't bode well in the locker room. But, yeah, I think it was a little bit surprising, but, you know, you be in the game long enough, it's not many things surprising.
Right. Yeah. And so, all right. And then what about your other old spot, Philadelphia, and Jalen Hurts, the question about whether he can take another step forward. I do believe in him. I like him. Yeah. I like him a lot. What do you think of what the Eagles are building and their ability to maybe overtake the Cowboys in that division? What do you think?
I think what the difference that you're seeing between the Cowboys and the Eagles is the Cowboys have their franchise players that they're building around, and the question is, can they win a championship with those players? But every year, they're, you know, pretty much in the running. They're a competitive team and can win games with the people they have. I think with the coaching change and just some of the loss of a lot of the veterans in the Eagles locker room, the stability of that culture isn't there yet. And a lot of that is now trying to fall on the quarterback. And that's really not – it's a lot different than how I describe what a Saints locker room is, where you have all of these, you know, kind of other leaders who can really develop the entire team, develop a winning culture, and it's not on just the quarterback to determine if we win or lose. And that seems to be the rhetoric coming out of Philly. And so I think it's, you know, it's one of those things that he's got the talent. Like, he's producing. It's how long is that leash and how much support are y'all willing to put into it? And they've said they've been all in, and he's definitely got to prove it. But it's a different situation. It's not like he has like he's in a situation that, you know, where he can thrive and shine. He's got to really put it on his back and lead that team. And so it'd be interesting to see. They're in a tough. It's always tough in the NFC East, but it's always competitive. Every year flops. It's never like they have to be 2 years, 3 years out before they can compete. Every year they'll be able to compete for the East. So we'll see.
Well, I know, and again, I know you kind of smiled before about the stat that I had mentioned. I do it every time with you, is that you're the only guy to have, you know, beaten Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in Super Bowls. You did Peyton Manning, you beat him back in his day when he was with the Colts, and then you took care of Brady when you were with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So in that respect with Brady, what, from your perspective, has the Saints been able to do since he's gotten to Tampa?
Yeah.
And just absolutely, you know, kryptonized him. Yeah. What are the Saints able to affect and might be able to do it again with Brady coming back one more time for Tampa, do you think?
Well, I think,
Malcolm,
it's not much to do with Tom, actually. It's the Saints defense, especially the secondary, was built to beat Tampa Bay. And so that rivalry and that kind of, you know, competition was there before Tom got there. And so when you look at, okay, those 2 years, you had myself matched up with Gronk. That was a good matchup. You have Lattimore on Mike Evans. It's a great matchup.
Mm-hmm.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson's in the slot was on A.B. or Godwin. That's a great matchup. On the other side was Adebo or Janoris Jenkins, who can match up with any third receiver. And so there's not like Tom Brady's whole game is take advantage of matchup issues. There are none when you when the Saints played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think that that 1 year where we beat them twice and then they beat us in the playoffs.
Yes.
They won that game off of running the ball and their defense taking the ball away. And I think that to me is when Brady tries to win that game throwing it, that, that plays right into the Saints' hands. So that, that game, that style of play, Brady has to win that game with his left hand. And I think that's what makes that, that matchup so interesting, so difficult for him. Because what he does best, what works every single week, is not going to work against the Saints.
So you're not there. Gronk's not there now.
Right.
They just got Kyle Rudolph, which makes you think maybe I find that funny. Like, well, the door's closed to Gronk. I don't know about that. Like, if Gronk calls up like around October or Brady calls Gronk around October, November, and he says yes, they might find a few reps for him. But
I bet.
Right. So and Godwin's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think the way things are constituted, obviously now Tyrann Mathieu there, the advantage is still towards the Saints when they match up in week two and whenever they do match up? Because that's that might be the NFC South in a nutshell, with due respect to Carolina.
I mean, the fact that they have to start off with two conference opponents to start a game, those first two weeks are going to – they're going to show up later in the year. And so I think those are going to be really important games. And I think a lot of it's going to come down to less about Tom Brady against the Saints defense and more so what will the Saints offense look like against the Tampa Bay defense. Because I've seen – you know, we've seen the explosiveness of the Saints, and we know how that has been.
Yes.
We want to know if that's going to continue. But that Tampa Bay defense is the wild card. Like, when they show up, they make things happen. And so I think that's really the matchup that I'm looking at. I think it's going to be pretty much the same from the Saints defense and Tampa Bay's offense. That'll be a good battle. They'll make plays, but that defense is going to match up well. It's going to be against the Saints offense and the Bucs defense, who can, you know, take care of the football, create those plays, and manage that game the best.
It's great to see you.
Yeah.
It really is great to see you. Don't be a stranger. Certainly, you know, if you don't mind, I'll reach out to you, just check in with you during the season. If you, if you'd like to chop it up any way, just
sure
let me know.
I'm acting all cool and calm and collected now. But come see
me. Around October 10th, you'll be just like,
if I find myself doing drills in the backyard, I'll just come here.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime. How can people get involved in anything that you're doing? How can they go?
You know, actually, this is like one of the few times I'm actually not promoting many things. But anybody can always help. Still doing great charity work through the Malcolm Jenkins Foundation.
Okay.
Supporting things in four different states. So anybody wants to get involved and continue to support what we do, especially now that I'm not playing anymore, themalcolmjenkinsfoundation.org. And yes, the is in the name, themalcolmjenkinsfoundation.org.
And I guess you're allowed to use the without payment.
We have a trademark.
There it is.
Look at
the fine print. It says Malcolm can use it anytime he wants. That's what it says there. fine print. And the states are, let me guess, Pennsylvania, New Orleans, New Jersey, and Ohio?
Yep.
There we go. Okay, very good. Don't forget, what exit are you from in New Jersey? What exit are you from?
Well, depending on which side of town you want to go, I get off of exit 10.
Exit 10 on the Turnpike. And on the Garden State Parkway? What are we? 10, by
no,
the way.
Garden I used State to get Parkway, you'd be down towards
10.
Like,
I used to get on, isn't 10?
9 is New Brunswick.
Is 10 the Outer Bridge? Did I used to take that in Staten Island? You get 10?
No, Perth Amboy.
Well, 13 was the Gothic Bridge. I'm just 10. 10 is Perth Amboy. I used to go to the movies.
Perth Amboy, I believe, is.
There used to be a multiplex in Perth Amboy.
Right. I get off of 10 and I got to hit 287 to get to South.
I think I saw Live and Let Die there. Oh, okay. Very good. Malcolm, great to see you.
Good to see you.
Great
as well,
to see you. The great Malcolm Jenkins. Always love when you stop by. Thanks for letting me know you're in town. George Kittle coming up in hour number three. 20 minutes after the hour. Book it. He said, book it. There he is, right there, the man in his Damari clothes, right there at the ESPYs last night. So much made of your LASIK surgery, Jameis. Do you think that your eyesight had something to do with your turnover rate last year? I mean, I'll just go straight forward. I mean, that's what people are kind of putting them together here.
Yeah, I can't say I'm not making excuses. But I am going to get better. But I'm not going to make an excuse. I can say that the LASIK has definitely helped my vision. And my accuracy. I didn't have my eyes my whole life. Now I got better eyes.
Well, I mean, no. So did you wear contacts during games? Is that what you?
So I tried for 1 year. I think it was my third year, and it just didn't work. Man, I don't really blink much. They were falling out. Like they were uncomfortable. I just I gotta get LASIK. Like it's anything that can help my game to help me see more precise. Like I was naive to the fact because I was like, hey, I'd have had these eyes my whole life. You know, they didn't bother me this far.
Right.
But after just doing the research, why would I not? You know, why would I not try to get have the best vision that I possibly can have?
So, yeah, I'm married to a woman. My wife had LASIK surgery after wearing contacts and glasses her whole life. I remember the day after she had it, she woke up looking out the window from our bed. She could see, like, trees and focused through the window. I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. Yeah. Like it was completely eye opening to use the phrase. So do you think that you'll be able to read defenses better with having not had any contacts last year and now having LASIK surgery now? Do you think you will actually be an improved quarterback because of it?
I think that it can help certain parts of my game in terms of IDing coverage and trusting my eyes a little bit more because I would be able to see a clearer picture. Mm-hmm. Quarterback has so much with getting pre-snap reads and, you know, finding your post-snap answer, but your vision and how quick you process information and how fast your eyes get to where they should go next is very important. So being able to see a clearer picture and get a fuller picture will definitely be helpful. But I got this kind of the same story as your wife. Like
yeah.
Me and my wife, we were in Starbucks. Getting some of those egg white egg things.
Sure.
And I looked out the window, and I could see gnats. Like during the daytime, like I saw gnats flying. And I asked my wife, I said, "Can you see those gnats?" And she's like, "I can't see those gnats." I was, I got LASIK. I can see gnats. Yeah,
look at you now. Look at you. You're spotting bugs now. You're spotting bugs, Jameis.
You know, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Hey,
if you could spot gnats now, you could definitely see where the safety is a little bit better. I'm sure of that. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for our full show archive. This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. It's not how you don't want to run your business like that. Is that how the way you're running your business? That little play set up to you by NetSuite. NetSuite wants to make sure you understand poor visibility could be affecting your business because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. To see the full picture, please upgrade yourself to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, gives you the full picture of your business with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need all in one place. You can automate your manual processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite's got a special financing program for those ready to upgrade. Here's the address, netsuite.com/richradio. Head to netsuite.com/richradio for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. Please go to netsuite.com/richradio. Don't forget the rich radio at the end, netsuite.com/richradio. Always fun chatting with Malcolm Jenkins.
Absolutely.
Love it. Been there, done that. 13 years. What a career. I saw your poll question. updated, Christopher.
Oh, yeah, I threw it out there since we're talking about Kyler Murray
and
the Cardinals. In the next seven seasons, because he is locked in through 2028. Do the Cardinals and Kyler Murray win a Super Bowl, reach the NFC Championship game, or only a couple of playoff wins? Early results are in, guys. 82%, just a couple of playoff wins. 13% NFC title game, 5% win the Super Bowl.
5% win the Super Bowl. I wonder why. Just because Kyler hasn't won a playoff game yet. 3 years. That's it. 3 years.
And they're scheduled to win the Super Bowl this year.
Because they're hosting it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works now, right?
Apparently so.
Did it for Tampa. Tampa did it. Rams did it. How about it never happened and then went back to back? It happened.
How about those two teams have veteran quarterbacks?
Right.
What year do you become a veteran in your eyes?
Year five?
Five, six, something like year that.
Year six? Yeah. Who the hell makes it to 6 years in the NFL?
A franchise quarterbacks make it to year six.
I'm just saying, the average this guy's
now the second highest paid player in the league. So,
has anyone gotten comment on Kyler Murray's contract from the Oakland A's? I guess that door's closed.
I will say,
by
Rich,
the way, I saw a good stat. $48 million is their total payroll, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah, I thought I just saw that.
Annually, he's going to be making just a few hairs less.
But I just read that on Twitter.
Roger Sherman from The Ringer had a funny tweet. Sources are telling me the talks between the A's and Kyler Murray are stalling. And it's starting to look like a deal may not get done.
Are you telling me Roger Sherman and I have the same approach?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a belt. Sorry, Roger. I'll never forget that moment. Sitting behind you at the Sweet 16.
That's funny.
I wind up being John Beilein's last game. It's Michigan head coach for basketball. Got waxed by Texas Tech. See ya. Out.
Man, that was so weird. And then he went to the Cavs for like a second.
Yeah, he did. So Kyler Murray.
Anyway, 5% Kyler Murray wins Super Bowl.
5%. 81% think he's just win a few playoff games.
A couple playoff games in the next 7 years. And that's
Man.
I mean, do you think he wins an MVP? Like 0.5 MVPs in the next 7 years?
I'll just to be kind and nice, I'll say yeah, because.
But that's what's going to make this deal worth it, right? You got to go to a Super Bowl, win an MVP.
I'm just throwing it out here. You know, and they don't give out half MVPs. They don't do it. I understand. But Arizona was the last remaining undefeated team this year.
Yeah, had the last
game. And then they lost to Green Bay on that short week when the Green Bay was shorthanded and when I think Devontae Adams was out and they still won that game on the interception that Murray threw because A.J. Green either ran the wrong route or didn't realize it was coming.
Didn't realize the check or whatever. Yeah.
At that point in time, going into that game, Kyler Murray looks like he's the MVP this year conversation. But then again, that next step is a Lulu. They got to start fast, and the problem this year is they don't have their all-pro receiver.
Got to close fast. I mean,
George Kittle's going to join us in hour number three
confirmed
of this program.
It's $48 million. Yeah. Yoke enough, I just unbelievable. Like I confirmed.
Hey, while we're on the subject of the Arizona Cardinals, I just want to point out incredible human being he is. And I'm not here for the J.J. Watt take that he does things just to appear like he cares or he does things just because, you know, it's an Instagram social media world and that's not who he really is. I've been around the guy. You don't really always know somebody clearly in this day and age, but I'll cape for him. I'll vouch for him. The latest example of who he is and what he's about. This happened on Twitter last night. I just want to call attention to it, even though he might not really care about getting the attention or want it. But put it up. There, some young lady tweeted out, I have a pair of J.J. Watt women's edition of Reebok shoes, size 9, $60. I've worn them twice. They're great shoes. I'm only selling because we're raising money for my grandpa's funeral. I also have a Watt women's XL Texans jersey, $30. Anyone interested in? I'm pleased that Jennifer Simpson is her name, that she used the at J.J. Watt because he saw it. And this is how it wound up in my timeline because I follow J.J. He retweeted, don't sell your shoes in Jersey. We'll help with the funeral. I'm sorry for your loss. Come on. Come on now. life. That's what it's about. It's life stuff. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I mean, so you go, J.J. Watt. You just keep being you. I know he pays no attention to. And I don't mean to point out the trolls that he gets when, because we all get them when it's positive. I kind of feel the need for him that we point out, like, this is the real guy. This is the guy.
Yeah, I was one of those guys back in the day. And
yeah, that he's long tossing with kids just because he wants to look like, you know, he's friendly to kids.
Hard knocks. I'm doing the jugs machine. Like, come on, bro. Like, the cabin stuff. Yeah, I'm done doing that. You know, J.J. Watt's the man.
I love the guy.
I mean, there's so many stories of athletes
doing that. We focus
on so much of the bad, and there's so much good, man. And it's just another example.
Good point. Yeah. Way to go. George Kittle, another good guy. Hour number three, coming up.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.